Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Faggy calling from Family First Care. I'm calling regarding Amanda. Is this Kevin?
Yes.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
All right.
Just wanted to double check that Amanda was able to do her appointment yesterday. Did somebody come
yes.
out? Everything went well?
Yes.
Amazing. Okay, great. So just want to discuss with you guys the next steps. So I'm not sure if you – were you at the appointment?
Yes.
Okay, great. So did they tell you about the doctor's form and the next assessment and everything to expect?
We did all that.
You did – the doctor's form was submitted?
Yes.
Amazing. And then the second assessment with PCA was already done? She already had an aging assessment?
That's what we – well – we're trying to access the hours they was planning on giving to me because I was going to be the person doing the caregiving.
Right. Okay, let me just take a look if her case has been approved with the county assistance office yet or she needs to submit financial documents for that approval. Just a minute. Okay, she might be further along than I thought. No, so she's not approved yet. So the person who came out yesterday, do you know if they were from Maximus or from aging?
Maximus.
Okay. So she's going to need to have one more aging assessment, for the medical approval. So they'll just, you know, review her condition, you know, make sure everything is up to the standards that she needs to be for the program. And then the case will be moved to the county assistance office where we will submit financial documents to prove that her financial situation qualifies. And then they'll approve her and they'll set up the hours.
I believe we did that yesterday with the financial and the medical.
Right. So the Maximus assessment is the intake visit. So they'll tell you about it, but that's not the medical approval. The doctor's form is submitted, so that's great. But we do still need the aging assessment. Unless she had it before Maximus, which is very unusual, but it could be. Did she have two assessments already?
Well, this is the second time someone came out and talked to us.
Okay. Do you know when the first one was or you're not sure?
We did the financial. We did the medical. We're just waiting for the, the PCP.
The PCP. Okay. So the PCP didn't sign the document yet?
No.
Okay. So that's we actually we have a resource. It's a telehealth resource where we have like a staff of doctors who can call over the phone and take care of that form and send it to us usually within a day or two, and I can submit it for you guys. Is that helpful for you, or you want to prefer the PCP?
Well, the document that we already submitted?
So if the doctor hasn't signed it yet, it's not, you know, it doesn't really help. It's the same document. Yeah, it doesn't need to be signed by the primary care. Any doctor can sign it. So if people haven't, you know, some primary care offices give trouble with signing the form. They do it incorrectly or they don't even submit it at all. So we have this resource just to help out where I can make sure that it's done correctly and I'll submit it so I know it's done.
So how do you supposed to get this?
So the way it works is if you were interested, I would send your information to our telehealth company. It's called New York Best Medical. They do all 50 states, so the New York shouldn't scare you off. And they will call you guys and schedule a time to talk, and then they'll ask some questions about Amanda's condition, what medication she takes, and then they'll send me the signed form, and I'll submit it to Maximus.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maximus just received all our papers yesterday. We don't have to do that all over again.
Oh, I thought you said the PCP didn't do the form yet.
We gave them the form. We just waiting for
them to do it.
Right.
Okay, so you rather follow up with the PCP and make sure it gets completed, right?
Yes.
Okay, sure. No problem. Just want to, you know, offer all ways, whatever can be helpful for you guys. So I guess follow up with your PCP and then let me know as soon as that is submitted. And I'll help with the county assistance office, which is the next step, okay?
Sure.
All right, so I'll give you a call in a couple days, maybe Monday, and see what's going on, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much for your time, Kevin.
All right.
Take care.